USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're less than a week away from President Trump's second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, this to be held in Vietnam. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says U.S.-North Korean relations have already come quite a way.
We were at great odds with North Korea. We're finally making progress. We're not seeing missiles being tested and flying over other countries. The remains are coming home. The hostages were released.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. House Democrats are introducing a bill today to block President Trump's national emergency declaration at the U.S.-Mexico border. The president declaring that emergency last week to get funds for a border wall after not getting it from Congress. Democrats say the emergency declaration is an overreach of the president's power, and their bill will try to terminate the declaration. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Oakland teachers are back on the picket lines today over salary and other issues. The teachers union is to sit down with district negotiators, though, a little bit later today. Actor Jussie Smollett is denying allegations he staged a racist and homophobic attack against himself last month in Chicago, even though he's now been charged with felony disorderly conduct for allegedly paying two brothers to stage the attack on him in the belief it would somehow help his career, as he's been feeling he's not getting paid enough for his role on Empire. On the campaign trail, Senate Democrat and White House hopeful Amy Klobuchar speaking to Democrats in Iowa last night.
One of the reasons that I'm running for this job is because I see that sense of community fracturing across our nation. I see it in a president that tweets whatever he wants every morning but doesn't respect the amendment that allows him to do it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Utah lawmakers proposing a new bill to ban the use of conversion therapy on minors by health professionals. House Bill 399 would make it illegal for therapists and doctors to try to change a child's or teen's sexual orientation or gender identity. The bill would not prevent adults from receiving the therapy and wouldn't ban clergy members or coaches from using it. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is reporting a 25% increase in children left unrestrained in things like high chairs and strollers. And John Clemens has more details.
Dr. Nakia Gaines, an emergency medicine pediatrician at UT Southwestern Medical Center, recommends that high chairs should be used for mealtimes. Most reported accidents are falls that happen when children become bored and stand while attempting to get out of the chair. Their tumble to the floor can cause head, neck, and facial injuries, ranging from cuts to concussions. Dr. Gaines says the child should always be restrained and, of course, supervised.
And a rare Michael Jordan trading card is the most expensive basketball card ever sold on eBay. The 1997 Precious Metal Gems Michael Jordan green card was bought Wednesday night for $350,000, eclipsing another rare Jordan LeBron James card that sold for just over $300,000 back in 2004. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.